I'm still here at the bustling Create Your Future event. We've now moved on to the networking event of the day. It ends at 6, and I've pulled aside someone who's a shining example of why businesses should invest in young people and why young people should really go out there to be proactive about finding work experience and getting jobs for the future of their careers. So please introduce yourself and tell me about what you're doing with yourself at the moment.
Hey, I'm Joy and I am education intern at York Theatre Royal. I've been there since September and I'm here till July, and it's a paid internship, which is brilliant because there aren't many of them around, and I've had some fantastic opportunities while I've been at York.
So how did you get involved in the internship and why? Because Is it beneficial for you?
Yes, very much so. What happened was the theatre decided to set up a partnership with the drama school that I went to, and they offered the internship to graduates of the course that I did. And they've never run it before. This is the first year, so I'm kind of the guinea pig. And hopefully, if all the funding happens, then they will carry it on next year and they'll take on another graduate. And it's a brilliant thing to do, because it's when you finish university or when you finish drama school, there's such competition for jobs, and you're competing with people who've got a lot more experience than you. So to have an opportunity to come and work in a producing theatre and work in the education department and get involved with everything that they're doing and be given responsibility for your own projects as well is a brilliant opportunity for someone who's just graduated.
So the internship plus experience equals probably you leave university and people might think, well, now I'm set to get a degree, but that might not be the case. So how long do you think it might take to build up these networks before actually you're in a position to start taking your career further in that avenue?
Oh, I don't really know, to be honest. I mean, I finished here in July, so after that, hopefully someone will give me another job doing similar sorts of things. If not, I think one of the things that I've really learned from this internship is how the business works, how the industry works, and I've learned how you project manage things that, I don't know, you learn the skills, you learn what people are looking for and how to run those projects. I've been given a lot of freedom and a lot of responsibility to run things within my sort of remit, and which has been brilliant because it means that I can now take those skills, and if I wanted to set something up on my own, I could do that because I've done it here. So I've got experience, I've got things that I can show people and say, well, I've run this event, I've run this project, so I can do that for you on my own without having to kind of have a company to back me. I could set up my own company doing it.
And for people who might not be on the who might be on the younger end of the young person spectrum, which is usually 16 to 30, mm-hmm. How do you think thinking ahead and being a bit more proactive might be useful for someone who's maybe 16 to 20, we'll say?
Okay, first of all, pester people. Really, really pester people. Find out who's in charge of whatever department, of whatever company you want to work for. Get in touch with them, email them, ring them, send your CV, and keep doing it. If you haven't had a reply, keep pestering them, because when you email somebody, it gets lost in a pile of emails. And everyone who works in this industry is so, so busy all the time. People work very, very hard, and you have to understand that your CV and your email is probably at the last thing that they have to do before they go home, and it's not a priority. And that's not that they don't care about getting new people in and young people in, it's that they are very busy. And so if you want to get work experience, if you want to get a placement, if you want to start off in whatever industry, you have to be prepared to keep pushing people and keep writing to people and offer to work for free and do the things that will help you work your way up. Come to events like this, meet people, network, always be prepared to go up to people and introduce yourself and say hello and offer your services.
I think you're an example of the fact that this does work. But even though you sounds like you did do your research, was it instant? Does doing the research help all the time, or did it take you a few attempts even to get in the door?
Yes, it's well, this where I am now at York is a little bit different, but I mean, before I went to drama school and since then as well, before I sort of got the contract here, I have written so many letters, I've written so many emails to people, I've phoned people up, I've said, please let me work for you, I'll work for free, I'll do anything. I had one company that I wrote to and said, please let me work for you, I'm really interested in what you do. And they sort of phoned me up and said, well, we can't offer you any paid work, but if you want to get some work experience, come and do that. And 2 weeks before I was due to start my work experience with them, they actually phoned me and said,